by water baptism, part 19. I'm Professor Honoris Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, and there's quite a few books which I've written, especially if you can also read Afrikaans, there is around about 20 books which I've written, all for A4 and A5 books, also the English books, A4 and A5 books, with a full bibliotheology in the back of the books, with all the research information. Should you require any information about the books or have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's an international code plus 27. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in our study, Why Water Baptism. You are most welcome. Welcome, welcome. Enjoy. I urge you to go to part one of the study because you have missed quite a bit of information already. Start from the beginning. Very important to subscribe to all our new participants. Please subscribe so that you can be notified about all the different studies that we are currently busy with. Share the link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and paper ready so that you can study with us. Hallelujah. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root movement, the Siyah movement, the Sacred Name movement. We are not part of Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventists. We are not affiliated with any church, denomination, group or organization in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. Hallelujah. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. This is one of the oldest Hebrew stroke English Bibles that you will ever lay your hands on, of the original Torah alphabet, the most ancient Torah alphabet, which the names come from, which I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, just contact us. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. Why? Because there were never letter J up till 1524. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. It's not Adonai. Adonai means Sun God. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yafist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. And so did the disciples and the apostles of Yafashua did 2,000 years ago. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yafashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Profanus. May this be a blessed morning, and may we receive something that we receive knowledge that we might not even knew exist. Why water baptism? And we are looking at this spiritual funeral. Now yesterday morning we were at a discussion about verse 5. For we, if we are planted together, I just want to make sure, if we are planted together likeness of this, I just want to run back 2 seconds, sorry, I just want to make sure. Alright, verse 4. Therefore we are buried with Yafashua into his death. It's not any death, his death. That like as Yafashua was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, I spoke about the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I think this last 3 words, or 4 or 5 words, walk in newness of life. We should have an attitude of being new. The moment that we come to repentance, the next stage is to bury the person who has died. That person who has been buried arises from the water grave in the same way that Yahushua raised from Hades and from death. He walked in a glorified body, Yahushua. And the word says that we are walking in the newness of life. We don't associate ourselves with daily sin, like prostitution, pornography, playing the lottos, doing sin, living a sinful life, swearing, fighting. We need to live in the newness of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit. If there is no newness, then nothing has happened. But once I arose from the water, like Yahushua did, from the death, I rise a new person, and you can't tell me what I was. You can't tell me that I was a convict and was in jail for rape for 10 years or child molestation, or you can name the sin that you want to name. Because with Yaffa, our Elim, there's no big sins and small sins. Sins is sins. Once we say that we are anew, we need to live and walk in the newness of this life. And that's why I always say, even I was preaching since I was 15 years old, on open air services with my friend Pastor Renus Petoyas, who died 2-3 years ago, 3 years ago. At youngsters, he was about 5 years older than what I was. We would go into the colored areas in Reiche Park in Boksburg, and we would preach on the street corners. We would preach the gospel of salvation, and people would come to repentance. And later years, we moved to Belgravia, a poor area where there were prostitutes and we were drunkards on the pavement sitting on a Tuesday night. We always went on a Tuesday night on open air meetings. And we will preach and testify about the greatness of Yahweh. Those years it was God and Jesus. We didn't know better. But people will come to repentance. Genuine repentance. Turned from their wicked ways. Those years were immersed in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 2:36, 41. To the remission of their sins. We never immerse people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Yahushua. We walked in the newness of life. I was 15 years old when I came to repentance and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Those years, we call it Jesus Christ. Being 15 years old, growing up in a Pentecostal house, I don't think we were doing a lot of sinful things, but I came to repentance. I repent. And I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, my Redeemer. And I start to walk in a newness of a new life. And this is something that we learned. That without a new life that you can live outwardly, you are not a testimony. You need to be a testimony of what you were. You are it no more and no longer. I just want to say, the bigger sinner, the bigger the grace. There's not small grace and big grace. There's not small sins and big sins. Grace is grace. He's died for everyone. For every sin. And maybe the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to somebody right now. Somewhere in the world. Maybe not even in South Africa. Do you know that He loves you? Do you know that Yahushua loves you? You might consider taking your life. You might feel that life is not worth living. You must probably lost your wife and your children and lost your job or your business. It's not worth committing suicide. I'm just ministering as I feel in my spirit. It's not any use committing suicide. You will open your eyes in the realm of death. In the center of the earth. Waiting. Being bound in chains. Waiting for the white throne judgment. Revelation 20. Verse 11. Why do you want to gamble with your life? The word says that Yahushua will supply in every one of our needs. He will. He will take you through every stage. Maybe you're sick tonight. And you feel that it's not worth, this morning. And you feel it's not worth living. Miracles do still happen even today. And you know you don't need to pay for it with money. The price has been paid on Golgotha's hill 2,000 years ago. When He said, Father, it is fulfilled. In Thy hands I lay my spirit. And He died. It was for our sickness. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 7 says, He bore our iniquities, our sins, our sorrows, and our sickness He bare. He was like a lamb by the slaughter. He did not even open His mouth. Why? He carried our sins. Hallelujah. I'm so glad He died in my place. That I don't need to die this morning. And because He died for me, I don't need to fear death. When I die, I will just walk through a curtain. Behind me you will see curtains. Every week we have different curtains. Now this is how death works. It's only a curtain. I'm sitting on this side. On that side of the curtain is eternity. Either eternal death or eternal life. Or those that's going to die, they will live. They're also going to live in a glorified body. Do you know that? But they will be burning in hell for the rest of their lives. I just want to say, if hell was not eternally, because there's a lot of theology about the hell, saying it's not eternally, then heaven can't be eternally. If hell is only for a time being, then heaven should also just be for a time being. Because the two opposites, exactly the two opposites, life and death. Today, you can choose. Life. Why die? And by accepting Yahushua as your Redeemer and salvation, doesn't mean you will never die. You will die. It's possible that I can die. What does it mean? Just blow out my breath and die. It's possible. But when I die, I'm just walking through this curtain. That's withholding me from eternal life. When I die, the curtain just open and I walk into eternal life. Into the presence, into paradise. As bride, we are not kept in bondage in Hades. We walk into paradise. waiting for the moment that the bride that's on earth will be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23-58. Be changed from mortal to immortality, from an earthly body into a heavenly body. And then the bride will accumulate himself in heaven. Why die in your sin? This is what it says here. We need to walk in newness. Newness of life. This morning, I'm offering you an opportunity to walk in the newness of life. Why choose death? While we're still living in the age of grace. You see, as the bride of Yahushua, as Yahfist, according to Revelation and the book Daniel, we know exactly when Yahushua is going to appear for the bride. If certain things happen, the end time scriptures, the eschatology, that's why you must also study the course that we are doing. That's why you must subscribe. The revelation of the book Revelation, where you can obtain the knowledge. I'm walking with you through the whole book of Revelation and portions of Daniel. 56 years of my life in the eschatology studies and research. And we, as the bride of Yahushua, knows that when we die, we are actually walking into eternal life. Although, as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh, we're already ruling on this earth. We are not Jehovah's Witnesses that's going to stay here. No, no, no. Yahushua, see, in the house of my Father, there are many mentioned. If it wasn't so, I told you so. But I'm going to prepare a place, and when I'm finished, I'm coming to take you where you can be with I am. I will send you another comfortable that will guide and teach and lead you in all righteousness and truth. And I'm so glad. He's gone for nearly 2,000 years. He's gone to prepare a place. For who? For the bride. For his bride. The bride of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning. If Yahushua's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.